Tim, we are back, my brother. Happy New Year, man. 2021 is upon us. Great to be kicking off the new year, doing what we do, which is talking podcasts. What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. I'm like super stoked here, man. I was looking forward to this all day. I know it's cliche 2021, but I got a good feeling, man. I'm excited.
Dude, it's not cliche. It's all good stuff. Ride that energy. Let's go with it. And I think we're kicking off with a fun show tonight. You really have kind of hit me to the more history focused stuff in the past. And I just think this is such a cool show. So we're going to be digging in. It's coming to us from Black Barrel Media is the name of the podcast outfit. And the show is Legends of the Old West. So I'll just read it real quick. The tagline here: stories of the Old West told in a new way. Hear the tales of lawmen like Wyatt Earp and Wild Bill Hickok and the Texas Rangers, yada, yada, yada. So dude, this is a super cool podcast. You and I chose to hyper focus on a two-part episode in particular, which is all about Virginia City, Nevada. The host for Legends of the Old West is Chris Wimmer. So I'm going to ask you two things. First off, just your gut reaction to the show. And had you any awareness of Virginia City, Nevada prior to digging into these episodes?
Wow, that's amazing that you brought that up, because all my mind all day while I'm listening to the show, thinking about, you know, what to talk to. And I'm thinking, I don't really believe I've ever heard of Virginia City, Nevada. Like, why hasn't this been on my radar?
Yeah, and dude, not only that though, Tim, after listening it, I don't know if you had the same reaction as me, is why isn't this a more prominent tale in our nation's history? Because a lot of stuff went down there, including sort of the birthing of Mark Twain, which is definitely an iconic persona from our history. But I don't hear Virginia City, Nevada tied to him so much as just him as this illustrious writer and satirist?
Satirist.
Writer, funny dude, dry humor, Mark Twain. But yeah, go ahead, you were saying.
Man, I gotta say though, Mike, I do have a confession to make. I don't think that you know, it would be fair for me to comment on this show, because I just am blown away by the show, man. Like, I listen to this show, I'm like, I think I mentioned before on some of the podcasts, like, after Hardcore History, I just went like on a search for history podcasts, like an insatiable thirst and quest for history podcasts. And I am so can't believe you recommended this one, because I'm just like blown away by this podcast, man. I'm loving it, dude.
Dude, that's so cool to hear, because I was having the same reactions when I was like immersed in the episodes that we chose to focus on. And I was like getting so geeked out. I'm like, am I getting a little carried away, Murray? It was so fun. The production was incredible. The narration is flawless. They have their own kind of, I think I read this on their site correctly, I hope I'm not misspeaking, but their own sort of original music and soundscapes, which is, it's almost like period, like timely type sounds in the background that's so befitting for the time period and the topics they're covering.
Yeah, I mean, and what I'm thinking the same thing when I'm listening to this, because you listen to other history podcasts, like you could, like some people are just reading stuff that they typed on a word processor, or they're reading from a novel and it's like dry and it's hard to get through. And you know, Dan Carlin with Hardcore History, you know, he's got his own like broadcasting style that's captivating, but this just had like a campy feel to it, like that, you know, it sucked me in. Yeah, the whole production, like you said, the sounds, the way that they presented the information, the way they told the story, like the storytelling is compelling. It's just got like that campy, that's the word that stuck out to me, but in a good way, man, that I had its own unique flavor that I really appreciated.
Yeah, and when you're saying campy, I know exactly what you're saying. You're not saying that in a derogatory way or like detracting. Like, this style that they deliver it is so perfect for Tales of the West. Like, it's just, it enmeshes so beautifully there. I don't know that this style, if you're talking about like the Roman Empire, but this is the production, they nail it. And what was also cool is these two episodes in particular, the Virginia City, Nevada episodes, were done in collaboration with another podcast, the Whiskey Lore Podcast, and that host is Drew Hanisch. And they get deep. They allow Drew to kind of take over the second half of each of these two episodes. And dude, how fun was him digging into saloon life and the culture of saloons back then? I had no idea the prominence, the people that ran saloons, that were barkeeps, that were put. I love that part in particular. What were your thoughts on this?
Yeah, man. Man, you're like reading my mind. This is insane. I don't know if this makes for a good podcast and a review, but the hamster wheels in my brain are turning as he's like, I'm like, yeah, I bet you're right. Like, these guys are in the digging for gold. They're literally had their hands in like creek beds and mud all day. They're probably covered head to toe in filth. And like, they probably came out with like a couple pieces of gold dust. They cashed it in and they went to the saloon and got like some stew and some whiskey. And it was probably like the most comforting thing. Like, everyone's at the saloon, they're talking. That's where all the social went down, all like the card playing and just, you know, kicking back after, you know, being in the dirt all day. I bet you the saloon was probably the best place to be.
Yeah, and I love how they talked about how the city, Virginia City, Nevada, was built up so fast that it was almost haphazard. Like, none of the streets had any kind of fitting length or width to them. The lots were not laid out in like a thoughtful manner. It was just haphazard, but at the same time, it also sounded remarkable and bustling, and that stuff didn't even matter. And there was theater life and just so much going on there. I was completely taken into that time. I felt like I was standing right on the corner of one of those dirt roads and just like soaking it all in.
Yeah, man. I thought it was interesting because they made the point of saying like, hey, you know, the one horse town, or like just the one strip of, you know, the saloons with the shutter style doors, like that's not how it was like. He said, you know, they did archaeological digs and they found that there was hundreds and thousands of structures all throughout Virginia City. And like, it totally changed my perception and just created a picture in my mind. Like you said, like, just super fascinating, man. It sucked me in that regard.
And how about them talking about how that area in particular was progressive with race relations, and they talked about the one black saloon over who was very prominent. Like, it was just so progressive and ahead of its time, because they talked about the miner culture, and when I say miner, I mean miners, like out in the gold mines and the silver mines, that it was so dangerous that those guys, no matter what their color, background, creed was, they had to have each other's backs, and it created such just a tight-knit community that kind of stuff, like they were just, it was just literally a community, and it's just for that time to be that far out ahead of things, to the point Lincoln rushed to get them brought into the Union because he wanted to have their progressive values and he wanted to pick up those electoral votes too. I mean, just stuff I had never even thought or heard of. You were gleaming from this podcast.
And how about like, even from the very start, they talk about the guy that discovered Virginia City, Comstock.
Yes.
How like the guy was just like a
Blackjack or Pancake.
Pancake Comstock. He was so lazy that, you know, he didn't make bread. He was just made pancakes because he didn't want, you know, to wait for the yeast to rise the bread. And he went around talking about how great he was. And I can just totally picture this type of guy in my mind. He's probably like some braggart, blowhard, poor character type dude. And just all the pictures that they paint with this podcast was so fascinating for me, man. And then the other guy, the name escapes me, that, you know, he'd rather drink whiskey than go gold mine. And, you know, he got so drunk that he spilled his whiskey. And he said, I just, you know, christened this place. His name was Ginny. And that's where the town got its name, yes. Virginia City.
And Tim, how about how he died? He fell off his horse, got caught up in his stirrups, and got dragged to death by the horse. Geez. But he was so beloved by the other miners that they just thought he was just such a persona and figure, even though he sounded like a horribly drunk mess. But they loved him, and they named the city after him. Like, these characters are just, they come to life through the stories of this podcast, you know?
Yeah, I wonder, and now, like, I'm super excited to, like, I'm going to start from the beginning. Like, Dan Carlin did something on the Apache Wars, so I know a little bit something about, what's the big Apache name? Geronimo and, okay. and all those guys, but I'm fascinated to get their take. And just to answer your question earlier about, you know, maybe Virginia City, I had never heard of it either. Is it because, like, we're East Coast dudes? Like, and
that's
maybe,
interesting. So you're saying the middle of the country might have a little more of an awareness of it?
I guess. Because I also, what is it, Carson City? Like,
I've heard of Carson City, but not, I don't know much beyond just the name recognition, though, you know?
Right. When you go to visit, like, they have, like, the old Western, they do, like, the reenactments. I don't know. Did they do that with Virginia City?
Well,
I don't know.
They talked about that a little bit at the end of the one episode where there is, there are some things that are still kind of there, but it sounded like much of the city was destructed through a lot of significant fires. They talked about that a good deal. And you mentioned the archaeological digs they did where they found a lot of the saloon ware and the long stem glasses. And they even found like imported European bottles that shows it wasn't just dirt whiskey. There are some higher end saloons. So yeah, but the other part though where it made me wonder why it isn't a bigger story is because of the financial impact. The second wave, the big silver bonanza, when they talk about these four Irishmen who struck it massively with silver there, it put so much money into circulation that it really almost got the entire country out of a real bad financial situation. I just don't know why we haven't heard or don't hear more about it, but you're making a good point. Maybe I just got my head buried in the sand on this and other people do know.
Yeah, who knows? I'm asking the question merely because I haven't heard of it either. So it's somewhere that Mark Twain was from. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, so Mark Twain moved to Virginia City with his brother. His brother got a job in government there. And Mark Twain tried to do what everyone else in that city did. He tried to be a miner. He tried mining for gold, and he was just burned out on it. And he really found his passion by he would write these letters just out of pure enjoyment and send it into the local paper. And then unbeknownst to him, out of the blue, he gets a letter in the mail after a certain time of writing these letters, and he was offered the job to come be the editor of the paper. And that started his career as a professional writer. And wow, I mean, to have all of that going down in this town and area, and really, Tim, it sounded like it wasn't longer than like a decade long stretch. It sounds like there was a core 7 or 8 years where it was really sort of the boom town of this time here in Virginia City, Nevada. And boy, did they pack a lot of action and fascinating detail into that time.
Yeah, and you know, as I'm listening to the show, I'm, you know, immediately thinking the Deadwood. Did you watch that series on HBO?
So good, yes, absolutely.
And, yeah, I'm thinking Deadwood, but I'm thinking, oh wow, this is like a more like scholastic, scholarly approach to like picturing Deadwood in my mind and how it would be like just getting down to the nitty gritty details. Even when they said like the whiskey, like. You know, you were rolling the dice on what, you know, you didn't know if it was like watered down whiskey or alcohol with tobacco juice or something. Whiskey from the East Coast may not be as good. And I'm just like, man, this is just crazy
and
stuff.
And how about
man?
All the different names like Coffin Varnish? Like they had all these branded names for the whiskey. That stuff all...
Tarantula juice
yes!
or something?
If you took one shot, your body would start feeling like you're getting bug bite. Like, oh man, it was so cool. So dude, we gushed. Obviously, we're in on this podcast. Dude, I'm going to bring something up on air, not to put you on the spot, but... You crafted an awesome best history podcast article, and we every now and then we go back and touch up and do an update. I'm on air right now looking to nominate this based off what we heard of getting in there, especially because I don't think there was much of like a Wild West component to the shows that you covered. What do you think about me touching it up and getting this thrown in there, man?
Yeah, it's got to be top five off the top
wow,
of my head.
Wow, you're going top
sure.
five. Yeah, awesome, man. That's huge props. So, dude, parting shots from your end on Legends of the Old West from Black Barrel Media.
Yeah, I'm super stoked to like, you know, it's like watching like Breaking Bad for the first time in like last year when you've been here and everyone's saying you got to watch the show. Like, I'm going to binge this show probably immediately. And just like, I think the overall gestalt is, you know, when I think of the Wild West, you know, you think of Deadwood and you know, Gunfight at the OK Corral, Tombstone, and kind of like the stereotypical, prototypical portrayal of the Old West. And I'm excited to really get like deep down and like really learn about the Old West from a really like historical approach. And I think this is what that show does. And if you're a fan of history, I think there's going to be a lot of eye-opening for you and a lot of learning that you're going to do by listening to this podcast about the Old West.
Yeah, and dude, for my party shots, I want to kind of piggyback and co-sign a comment you made. They really do a great job of calling out the distinctions where Hollywood is a little just fanciful and where the actual truth lies. Like, this is a highly researched production. And the detail that you get here, and they call out, hey, in the movies, it might, you know, just have the one saloon, but there's actually 100 saloons in this. Like, just the specifics that they give you, it's just thoroughly researched, but it's delivered in the funnest manner possible. Like I said, with the bouncy Wild West style music soundtrack going in the background, the narration's on point. So, look, I'm not even necessarily like a dyed-in-the-wool history guy, but I'm all in on this because this is fun and this time period in particular is fun. So props to Legends of the Old West and to Chris Wimmer, the host, and the Black Barrel Media. Tim, that was a fun one, man. I can't wait to see what we got going on next. I'm already looking forward to it, brother.
You got it, man. Talk to you later.
We are a dude and a bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro podcast show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro podcast show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.